Oh, gluttoneers, special treat for you today. We are making scallion pancakes. These are a basic laminated dough, but easy. Unlike croissants or puff pastry, this is much more basic. It's a little fussy as far as time goes, but much easier than most laminated doughs you're gonna find. And if you can get the trick down, they'd be really good. I actually made these with Paul and Kristen in a recent Asian cuisine extravaganza that we had, and thought I'd try them again because I like them very much. And I wanted to see if there was a way for us to get a little bit more of that scallion flavor into it. I was hoping for a little bit more scallion flavor. So I'm gonna try a little Hellergood experiment with these. And the recipe actually says to just put the scallion shallot mixture in between. Actually, let me back up. Let's start with the ingredients and how these are made and so on and so forth. And then we'll get into what I'm doing different. Our ingredients are 2 cups of flour, 3/4 cup just boiled water cooled for 2 minutes, neutral oil, 1 shallot chopped fine, sesame oil, 2 scallions chopped fine, and sea salt. How these are made is you take the boiled water and knead it together with the flour. Knead that until it makes a smooth-ish dough. Then set it aside for at least 30 minutes or overnight. I did mine overnight. And then section it into 8 pieces. Roll each piece into a round ball. Then let it, I let mine rest for a little bit after I did that. We're gonna roll these out into small rounds. Then paint them with some sesame oil, roll them up into a cylinder, and coil them around to kind of like a cinnamon bun. Set that aside, do that with the rest of them, come back to the first one, roll it out, add the sesame oil again. Original recipe has you just adding shallot and scallion at this point, and then rolling into a cylinder again, rolling it up like a cinnamon roll, letting that rest while you go through the rest of them. And then once that's done, you roll them out and cook them in a frying pan. The shallot is cooked in this one. Another change I made to this recipe is that I chopped up also the white parts of the scallions and cooked that with the shallot. I'm gonna be doing some of the shallot and at least the shallot bit on the first go around, just a light smear for half of them. The other half I'm gonna make like normal. Then do it again, obviously. This time put some more of the scallion shallot stuff into it, roll it up, and then we're gonna cook it and see if the ones with doing the two-folding of the scallions helps increase the flavor, or if we need to just stick with the original recipe because she wrote that recipe for a reason. Unfortunately, it doesn't explain that to me. Making some changes, just making it mine a little bit, running some experimentation, you know, like I do. And I kind of talk about these while I roll, because these took a little bit of time to roll when we were doing them last time. I'm just gonna leave the cooked shallot and scallion mixture to the side. I'm gonna leave my green chopped scallions to the second roll in and see how it goes from there. I'm gonna get a brush, add a little bowl, a little sesame oil to do my lamination. So, going all the way back to puff pastry when we did the en croûte series, or en croûte recipe, we made puff pastry. And this is a very similar thing because you're making layers of dough around layers of fat. In this one, our fat is toasted sesame oil. I'm trying to get this to roll out round. I was supposed to go to like an 8-inch round. I think I'm gonna try and roll it out a little bit thinner than I got it the last time. Just trying to get off some flour. I have it a little bit thick for what I want here. So we're starting with our original style. And actually, I'm gonna grab salt grinder and put a little salt into these because I think they were also slightly under seasoned last time. Seems to me there's a trick to this, getting it to roll up nicely, stay sealed. But mostly what I just did is I actually put my finger in the center of it so I could get a nice tight coil around my finger and then kind of smooshed it into shape. One of these suckers with some extra shallot scallion mixture rolled in. Cause I'm curious. Thin layer of oil. I also added garlic this time, which I have a feeling is not strictly traditional, but I felt like it and no one can stop me. So this rolling and circling, oh, that's why there's, well, I forgot to season the three other plain ones I did. So there's one of our four that will be unseasoned. Okay, so we're gonna move through the rest of these on the first roll. And I'm gonna just stretch this a little bit by hand. So they're using the boiling water in this helps actually stop the gluten from developing as much because it cooks that protein and just sort of lightly cooks it. So that's how you get a little bit different texture than with some of the other more well-kneaded doughs. Because I did hand knead this for about 5 to 6 minutes to get it to be nice and smooth. So, pepper, stuff. So these are, I originally had these as part of that dinner to like put the main course in, which was a kebab, a chicken honey turmeric kebab from the Flavor Equation with pineapple. It's very delicious. But I forgot they're kind of supposed to be their own dish on their own. This comes from Hetty McKinnon's book, To Asia with Love. And she has several suggestions of how to serve these with. We made the everything oil, but I'm very tempted to make her dumpling dipping sauce, which I think is like reliable dumpling dipping sauce or something along that line. And ginger scallion oil, as well as, what's the other thing? There's something else. So just really any dip. This one came out kind of square, not ideal. Got my thin layer of oil on here, my onion mixture. Last one for this round, because I have a whole other round of these to do. Okay. So you can already sort of see the layers starting to develop here. This is the first one of my second roll. And this is gonna be, so these are the ones that will have a little bit more of the scallion stuff on this layer. Really wish my knife skills were better so that my scallions would be super thin. I'm a little hesitant to put any more salt in there. And then roll this puppy up. Smush, pinch the seam together. That's how I was doing it last time. So it was more like, how do I get this so that it doesn't squish out the ends? And just sort of start to flatten it out like that. All right, now I have the three that I forgot to put any seasoning into the center, so they'll have to get extra seasoning. Yeah, so this was the experience last time. So it just takes kind of a ton of time to roll them out. I mean, that's not super bad. How long have I been doing this? 42 minutes. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so it's not the fastest thing in the world. Feels like it should be faster. Of course, this has now been rolled in so much stuff, I don't know that I really need to season it this time. So now we're back on the ones that I did with the filling. Did half the filling in the, or at least the scallion and shallot part of the filling in the first part. And remembered to season them in the middle. I do find it a little bit easier if I work them with my hands first, just slightly. Sort of helps seal up the sides, I think. Well, some of the filling is squishing out, but really not bad. Yeah, it makes me wonder if it does have a tendency to make, like, form holes, so then it's just not as nice, but we'll see. Clang, clang, clang goes the rolling pin. Now I do have some innards that are coming out, becoming outards, but... I'm gonna do a stop for a minute, get my pan on the heat to get going. Go for a medium. Oh man, the smell of onion is just awesome. So excited about these. Almost there, the last one, almost done with it. So for now, I'm gonna roll out one of each of these out for now. Just roll this one out, cook it, then roll the other one out and cook it. So, just to give them some approximation of being almost the same for resting time.
Hi, gluttoniers. Just gonna break in here because the recording while I was cooking was a bit too windy due to having to turn the fan on and that I had a smoky pan. Kenzie says hi. I found that they cooked pretty much the same and that they were quite easy to flip, which I'm pretty sure I knew that the first time, as this is a, you know, not like a pancake or something that has like loose batter. We'll pick back up with me starting to taste them and my thoughts on that.
I think additional seasoning and pepper in the mix have helped a lot. Yeah, I think the flavor is better than last time I made them. Boop. Now to try the one with the scallion going in on the first roll. About the same. Not a real discernible difference. The flavor is much better. The flakiness might be a bit more detectable on the second. Well, I will cook the rest up later. Maybe put a little addendum in here in case some variation in the result. But otherwise, yeah, I think you can put the scallions and shallot in when in the first rollout, and that'd be just fine. But these are really good, so I'm gonna stop so I can shove a bunch of them in my mouth. All right, onions, off we go. Addendum number one, I'm here about 2 hours after we finished the first round of cooking, and I cooked another set of the pancakes. And I did notice that there was, from letting them sit and then rolling them out, a little more bubbling. It seemed like the layers separated a little bit easier. There might be some advantage to letting the pancakes sit for a little while. I put the last 4 pieces in my refrigerator, and I'm going to try cooking them tomorrow to see what happens. So there will be addendum number 2 the day after. Thanks for listening. All right, addendum number 2. So this is the next day after I made the scallion pancakes and done all the rolling, and then I did a final cook on them
after resting for 24 hours at the final coil stage, and they didn't stretch as well, mostly because I worked with them right out of the refrigerator, but they did develop a lot more flaky layers. The flavor was a little more developed. So I don't know, I might almost recommend having them sit after you've done all the rolling for at least a couple hours or overnight. I might be on that track. Have to look into the traditional methods of preparation and maybe add something in here. But for now, that is my recommendation. Anyway, off I go. One more time. Clap, clap. Clap, clap. I don't have my coconuts. Okay, glutton ears. So I wasn't as done as I thought I was with this subject, especially after listening and editing the podcast. I have done let's talk little research, like 20 minutes tops of research, and have come across several different articles, have entries from the kitchen, and our friend Kenji Lopez Alt on Serious Eats, and the Omnivore's cookbooks, and then another book that I actually own, Hunt, Gather, Cook, which I think might be the biggest swing and a miss on the scallion pancake thing. He recommends using a tortilla press, which I just, like, from the pictures, do not agree with this tactic. His came out thicker. They just didn't look as nice. He, you know, not trying to hate on him too much, but I think his interpretation is a bit of a swing and a miss. We can disregard that entirely. Then the Omnivore cookbook, the author of this cookbook / blog, Maggie Zhu, hope that's right, she makes a little bit bigger deal about how to cut the scallions, which I think I'm going to have to adopt. She cuts them in half lengthwise and then slices them into thin half moons. The main thing seems to be doing the hot water dough, which we wouldn't argue with anyway. Of course, Kenji Lopez Alt did all kinds of tests, trying to increase the number of layers, trying to get maximum everything out of it, but kind of found out that really you can only roll it twice. That's the sort of sweet spot, because when you start rolling more layers, you end up pushing the scallions through the surface. I think all of these recommended using lard in some form or another. One second here. Now, Kenji's uses just the sesame oil, but Omnivore Cookbook and The Kitchen recommended using lard. And The Kitchen even uses like a lard as the fat to do the laminating of the dough. That's sort of interesting. I probably personally stick with the sesame oil. I really like that flavor, but I am intrigued by the use of lard because lard has all that flavor. How would I ever argue with that? Another factor to take into account, and there are some that just roll like more of a rectangle. Kenji does more of the round, like Hetty's recipe is, but Omnivore's cookbook and The Kitchen are both just making rectangles, then rolling those up into the coil and then rolling it into a round pancake on later rollouts. Can't really argue with that because it kind of simplifies things. You're going to get more consistent. I think the thickness would be more consistent across. So that might be an advantage for rolling it into a rectangle versus a round. So there's my 20 minutes of research summed up into about 5 minutes. And yeah, glad to see that there's no more grand trick out there that I needed to pick up for these. It's just a matter of practice. Anyway, thanks for listening. Off we go. I still don't have my coconuts.